We are beginning tonight's shir in Simin Kuf Pei Gimel. We are up to Sif Zayin, the last line on page Peches, about to turn on to page 176. And Amir Tzashem, we will attempt to finish the Simin tonight. The Mechaber says in Sif Zayin, Nochon hadover shekol echon mehamesubin yomar belachash im hamavarech kol brocha ubracha v'afilu hachasimos. It is appropriate that every person that is sitting at the Suda should say along benching quietly with the leader, with the Mevarech, each bracha, even the endings of the bracha. He should say benching all along, the entire benching. The Rama says, V'yakdim l'sayim tzas kodem ha-Mevarech k'dei shi'ana amin. But each person that's saying the benching along quietly should end a little bit before the chazan, so that when the chazan ends, he could answer amen to the chazan, to the Mevarech. Like we learned earlier in Simen Nun Tes. And then the Rama ends off and says, "Ein nosnin kos shel bracha ela latov oyin." We don't give the kos of benching except to one who has a good eye. So the Mishabura begins on the bottom of page Peches with Sivkot Mechav Zayin. We said it's appropriate to read along the benching with the Mevarich. Haynu after midina haya yoser nachon sheyishmu hamesubin kol habirchas hamazel mipi hamezamin. Even though really Me'ikra Din, the most appropriate Mahalach should be that those who are sitting by the Suda should just be listening to the entire benching from the Mezamin. V'hu yotziyem bevirchaso, and he will be motzi them with his benching. U'ba'atzman lo yivarchu chlal, and themselves they shouldn't bench at all. Mikom makom bavur shematzui bavanoseinu harabim. However, since we find in our great Averos, shamesubim esichin daitam, that those who are sitting around attempting to listen to the benching get distracted, the eino mechadim of the divrei hamavarech klal, and they're not able to have kavana for the words that the mavarech is saying, v'nimtzo shechoser lohem birchas hamazon lagamri, and it turns out that they're not benching at all because they're supposed to be listening purely to the mavarech and they're not focusing; they're getting distracted, so they're not yotzei at all birchas hamazon. Umevatlin asei daraisa biyadayim, they're mevatel the mitzvah asei daraisa of benching biyadayim. Lekach nochon kayom, and therefore it is more appropriate today. Nochon kayom yoser shamesubin yomru ba'atzman belachash komila umila im hamavarech. Therefore, it's better nowadays that we can't focus, that the people that are being joining into the mezumin, they're being yotzei with his benching, they should actually bench along word for word with the mevarech, kedei sheyivarchu yachdav, so the benching should be together. V'nikra al yidei zeh bircha zimun. That would make it considered bircha zimun, since he's doing it and they're doing it along with him, that would count as a bircha zimun. U'miskayim ma'sha'omer ha'kosav, and they will be fulfilling that which the pasuk says, gadol Hashem iti u'nerom v'shmo yachdav. T'mizeh yalfinam bircha zimun, that's the pasuk that the Gemara brings down as the source for Zimun. Like we'll see later on. So again, the Mishabura is telling us that even though Me'ikra Adin, it should be that the Mevarech benches and everyone is quiet and listening and being yotzi with his benching. But since nowadays we're not able to concentrate and fully focus on the benching of someone else, we get distracted very easily. Therefore, we would miss out on the whole mitzvah to say daraisa. And therefore, the appropriate minhag for nowadays is that we read along the benching with the chazan. Kol bracha ubracha, sifkaton chavches, as we turn to 176. The alko ponim yizaru lomar imo belachash bracha rishona. At the very least, everyone that is there should be benching along with the mevarech at least the first bracha. The ilav haki, because if you're not benching along with the mevarech the first bracha, laharbe poskim lo mikri zimun klal. According to many poskim, that's not called a zimun. Kidla kamon b'simin reish, like we'll see later in simin reish. Ulefiza, according to this, mashen uhogim harbi anoshim, that which many people have a custom, sha'achar sha'omru baruch sha'achalnu, after they respond to the mezamein, baruch sha'achalnu mishlovu tovo, kol echad ve'echad mevarech, b'kol ram b'fnei atzmo, each person goes and benches out loud on his own, shalo kedin hem osin, they're not doing the appropriate thing, and that's what we find many people doing nowadays. A person leads the benching, does a zimun, and everyone starts benching out loud at their own pace. That is not the proper thing. Ela ha-mevarech tzarech levarech bracha rishona al koponim b'kol ram. But the mevarech should at the very least bench the first bracha out loud, kedei sheyishmu ha-mesubim, so that those who are sitting around can hear him. V'heim yomru b'lachash imo mila b'mila. And they should say quietly along with him, word for word, V'rak b'siyam ha'bracha, just at the very end of the bracha, yakdimu l'sayim k'dei shi'anu amin. They should be makdim, they should finish up a little quicker, so that when he finishes, they can answer amin, because you don't answer amin normally to a chazan if you're finishing the same bracha at the same time. In general, there are a few exceptions, but this is not one of the exceptions, and therefore you want to finish your bracha before he finishes, so you can answer amin to his bracha. K'moshe kasav Rama, like the Rama told us. V'ayim b'mogen Avram shu mitzadeh lahoros k'atashbats. Look in the Magen Avram, where he has a tzad to pass like the tashbats. Shesvir le, that he holds the ad hazones are called tzrichin lishtok v'lishmoa u'l'chavein losis min ha'mavarech. He says that no, really nowadays what we should do for the first bracha is just to be silent and listen to the mavarech till he gets to hazones akol and be yotzei with his bracha. Umishom ve'elach yavarchu ba'atzim balachash imam mavarech. After the first bracha, then we should do, like we were discussing before, to say a long word for word with the mavarech. The ad shom hi birkas hazimun, because till the end of the first bracha, azonas akol, that is where the birkas hazimun goes till. Aval ein anu no hogim kein. Even though the Magen Avraham has it sad to go like the tashbates, our minhag l'maisa is not that way. And therefore, we don't just listen to any part of the benching, but we actually bench along the entire benching with the mevarech. At the very least, we should be doing the first bracha. Umikom akom atov ha-yosher. However, the best thing to do is, k'she yodeya ba-mesubun she-yechavnu l'dvarov. If you know from the people that are sitting around that they could be mechavin to his words, in fact, lasos ka-tashbeitz, that one should do like the tashbeitz. And that everyone should just quietly listen to the mevarech benching the first bracha, be yotzei with his bracha totally, and then join in and say quietly. Even though that's not our minhag, but that he says that would be the best thing to do. Rak shiodiyo lahem mitchilo sheyechavnu latzeis. Just you should inform the mesubin that they should have kavanah to be yotzei with his bracha. V'gam hu yechavin lotziyam, and also the mevarech has to have kavanah to be motzim with that bracha. V'davka k'shashomim kulam evinim lashon hakodesh. That eitza that we're saying is the Tova Yashar, to follow the Tashbeitz and hear the first bracha solely from the Mevarich, that's only if those who are listening understand Lashon HaKodesh. The Ilav Hochi, if they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, Bevadai Tov Yosef Sheyivarchu Ba'atzman, then it's for sure better they each bench on their own, Kol HaBirchas HaMozom HaLolatzis Min HaMevarich. You should not rely on this Eitzah of just listening to the benching unless you understand Lashon HaKodesh. If not, it is for sure better for each person to bench on his own and not to be Yotzei with the Mevarich at all. In the Shaar Tzion, he explains why in Lamed Aled, Da'alo yeish kama poskim desvir luhula kama besimen kuf tzadi gimel. Because many poskim paskim later on, the misha ainu mevin loshan hakodesh, that one who does not understand loshan hakodesh, lo yotza al yedei shmiya me'acherim. He can't be yotzei by listening to someone else. And therefore, this eitzah that was saying the Tov Yashar is to follow the Tashbeitz, and everyone should hear the first bracha just from the Mevarech and Biyotze. That's only assuming they understand Lashon HaKodesh. If they don't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they for sure have to say it along with the Mevarech and Biyotze themselves.
Shouldn't it be more like a tchila to do that?
To do what?
To the first, like the Tashbeitz is saying?
That's what we're saying. That's what Mr. Bruce is saying. Mr. Bruce says you should do that. That's a Tov Yashar. The minhag is not to do that, but really you should do that unless the people there don't understand Lashon HaKodesh.
To listen while you're saying it is what we do, that we're saying it quietly.
Correct.
We have to listen.
Well, that's because we're ikka relying on what we're saying because we can't listen properly. But really, the best way to do it is to listen. That's what he's saying. The best way is to follow Tashbitz. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter on that which the Ramah ended off and says, Einosnim kosha bracha el latov oyin. The Ramah ended off and said, you only give the kosha bracha, the person to lead the benching, one who has a good eye. So the Mishabu writes in Choftesh, Shehu sone betza, he hates stolen things, the gomel chesed b'mamono, and he does chesed with his money. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Tov ayin hu yivorach, a good eye, he is blessed. Al tikri yivorach, don't read it as he is blessed, elo yivorach, rather he should bless, he should lead the benching. If you look at the notes over here, note number 23 says, Hisbar b'shulchan aruch l'kamon u'b'mishabur sham, the shulchan aruch and the mishabur will tell us later, Shagodol b'chachma shebuchom mesubin hu yivarech. The greatest in wisdom out of all those who are sitting there should lead the benching. U'b'makom sheyesh bal habayis, and in a place where there is a bal habayis, a leader of the suda, hareyu nosein la'oreach o la'acher b'bnei habayis l'varech. He should give to a guest or to one of the other people of the household to lead the benching. So they could bless the balabayas with the birchas ha'oreach. And then he writes, "Re'ei b'sidur yayvitz shegodol o'oreach hareyam kodmin l'tov ayin." He says, the yayvitz says that the godol in chachma or the guest take precedence over the tov ayin. The Aruch HaShulchan argues. He says the tov ayin goes before the godol. And then the note tells us an interesting thing, that Bilel HaSeder, the Rama writes later on, Shenogu Shabal Habayis Mevarech Birchas HaMazon. The minhag is that the Seder, the Baal Bayis, actually leads the benching. Afilu im yesh lo oreach, even if there is a guest there. Why is that? Shekevan she'omer kol dichvin yesei v'yechol. Since the Baal Bayis said at the beginning of the Haggadah, anyone who is needy should come and eat with us. Hareyu nechshav tov ayin. So the Baal Bayis is considered tov ayin. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sivches. Le'inyon lishol bebirchas HaMazon. Mipnei hayira o mipnei akavod yesh mi sheomer shedina ketfila. In terms of greeting people during benching out of fear or out of honor, like we discussed way back in Chelek Aleph by Kriyashma and by Tfila, in terms of Birchas HaMazon, there are those who say that it follows the dinim of Tfila, which is what the Mishabura tells us in Sivkot and Lamed shedina ketfila, she'ein sho'alin u'meishivin klal, that we don't initiate and we don't respond to greetings at all. The atam, and the reason why we equate Birchas HaMazon to Tefillah Lagavi that halacha is Midu Matzinu Shechmiru Chachamim Birchas HaMazon She'ein Mevarachin Ela B'Makom Echad Ketefillah. Since we find a similarity between benching at Tefillah in that halacha is by both of them, they have to do it in one place. La'afuke Kriyashma, that's to exclude the halachas of Kriyashma She'yochol La'omra B'Mahalech Menapasuk Rishon V'Eilach, where you are allowed to say Kriyashma while you are walking after you finish the first pasuk. So the entire Kriyashma doesn't have to be done in one place. Tefillah does, Birchas HaMazon does, and therefore there's a comparison between Tefillah and Birchas HaMazon as opposed to Kriyashma. The Yesh Omram, some say that in Kriyashma it's not enough to stay in one place for the first Pasuk, but Me'al V'Avecha V'Eilach, you can only walk around from a little later on in the first Parsha, once you get to Al V'Avecha and onwards.
Be in a car, is that one place?
Says the, what? Okay, so we'll get to that. We'll get to that soon. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Siftes, Tzorech leishev b'shah shemavarech. You need to be sitting down at the time of benching. Bein im haya holech bebeiso kesha'achal. Whether you were walking around your house. See, that's bedafka. Whether you're walking around your house when you were eating. Omeid, or you were standing when you were eating. Omeisav, if or you were like leaning over while you were eating. You should be sitting up regular while you are benching. Kishemagia levarech, when it comes to benching, no matter how you ate, tzorech leishev, you need to sit. Kedei sheyuchal lechaven yoser, that way you're able to be mechaven more. Vegam lo yehei meisev, we don't want you to be lying down while you are benching. Shuderech gaiva, that's a haughty way to bench. Eloyeshev ve'ema, rather you should be sitting upright with fear. Says the Ramah, Nirali the lav dafka hamavarech. This is not specifically talking about the one who is actually leading the benching. Elohu adin kol ha-mesubin lo yeshvu b'kalos rosh ela be'ema. Rather, all the other ones who are sitting around, or me'ikar adin, are really just listening to the benching of the mavarech. So they also should be sitting there be'ema, not b'kalos rosh. Mio, however, im lo asa kein, if you did not do this, afilu berach mahalech, even if you bench while you were walking, b'di'eved yotza, b'di'eved you are yotze. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on Siftes, beginning with Sifkaton Lamed Aleph. I forgot to do a note on the last sif, but we'll come back to it later. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Lamed Aleph, we said that you need to be sitting while you are benching. Umistimas aposke mashma degam bracha revias ash shehimid rabbanon tzarech leishev. Even when it comes to the fourth bracha, which we discussed last night, is only midi rabbanon, it's mashma from the poskim that you also have to sit for that bracha. Ki hechi delo lizilzulebei. In order that it shouldn't be a disgrace to that bracha, you're sitting all of a sudden for three brachas, and then you get up for the fourth bracha, it'll be a zilzul to the fourth bracha, and therefore, even though it is, in fact, not as choshev, it's only the rabbanon, still you should be sitting for all the brachas, including the fourth one. If you look at note number 25, it brings in the Kaf HaChayim, Sheroi LaSheves Ad Sheyomar Ose Shalom. You should be sitting until the end of Betchi when you say Ose Shalom. Shehu Kemo Ose Shalom Shebetfilas HaMida Sheokrim Boes HaRaglayim. That's similar to the Ose Shalom that we say during Tefillah, where we uproot our feet from the Shemon Esrei. You shouldn't really uproot your feet from the benching until you get to Ose Shalom at the end of benching as well. Sifkaton Lamed Beis says, on that which the Mechaber says, you should be sitting for benching whether you ate while you were walking around your house. Because if you were eating as you were walking on the road, ayin lekamon b'sif yud aleph, that will have a different halacha, as we will see shortly in sif yud aleph. So we're discussing here, b'davka, you're walking and eating around your house, or you are standing or lying down. When it comes to benching, we said you should sit upright and sit be'ema. Sifkotin Lamed Gimel is going on the Ramah, who said that it's Lav Dafka, the one who's leading the benching, but so too the people who are sitting around and being Yotze with him. Dekevan Dekulim Yotzen Bibirchaso, since they're all being Yotze with his benching, Tzrichim Leishev, they also must sit Ubeema and with fear, Kamavarich Atzmo, just like the one who's actually benching. And then the Ramah told us that if you didn't do this, even if you bench while you were walking, b'di'evad your yotze, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph, haynu kishum mahalech bebeiso b'makom achiloso. When he says b'di'evad your yotze, when you bench while you were walking around, that's dafka if you were walking around in your house, which is the place that you ate. You ate walking around your house, and you bench walking around your house, and then b'di'evad your yotze. But if you go to a different place, Ubeirach, and there you benched, then Yesh Deos Bazeh, there are differing opinions Lagabe this. Ayin Lakamam is Simin Kuf Pei Dalet of Aleph Bago, which is a Mirtz Hashem the next year, which we'll have on Sunday. We'll get the details if you change locations for your benching. Let's go back now to a note that I forgot to do, which is note number 24. Note 24 is going back to Sifches, where we said the halachas of benching is like the halacha of Tfilah, in that just like you don't interrupt tefillah for greeting people or responding to greetings, so too by benching you don't do that. But in note 24 it discusses what about answering to Kaddish or Kedusha or Baruch Hu. So in note 24 he writes, Ulam le'inyan anias Kedusha or Baruch Hu afilu be'emtza ha'perek. However, when it comes to answering Kedusha or Baruch Hu, even in the middle of a paragraph, v'anias amen ben ha'prakim, or to answer amen between paragraphs, tzidid ha'chazun ish she'eino chomer mikriya shema umutter. The Chazon Ish has a tzad to say that it's not any more chomer than Kriya Shema, and it would be permissible to answer Kiddush in the middle of benching. Skip to the next paragraph. Meidach on the other on the Kaf HaChaim Kosov b'shem Kam Achronim. The Kaf HaChaim writes b'shem many Achronim shekevan shedina ketfila. Since Lamaisa we just said benching as halacha like tefila, ein lanos afilu kadosh kedusha baruch hu. It follows the din of tefila as well agabe these answerings, and you will not answer to kadosh kedusha baruch hu. Elo yishtok v'yishma kedin tefila shmona esrei. Rather, you will be silent and you will listen just like you do during shmona esrei. V'im shama modim, and if you heard modim, yarchin rosho lo'oso tzad shakol mishtachavim. You'll nod your head in the direction in which the tzibur is bowing. V'das agonu shomu zamen orbach she'ein lanos omen bebirchas amozon al bracha she'shomea me'acher. If I'm benching and my friend is next to me, he's also benching, and it's not a mezumen, and I hear him finishing a bracha of benching, while I'm benching, I should not answer omen. She'af kishesayim bracha bebirchas amozon. Even if I just finished one bracha of benching, v'shomea es osa bracha me'acher, and then I hear someone else finishing the same bracha, Ein lo lanos amen. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you should not answer amen. Mishum shedin birchas hamazon kedin shmon esrei. Because benching is like shmon esrei. And therefore you should not answer. Milvad kishiyesh zimun. Unless you're talking about benching with a mezumen. Sheyesh lanos amen al birchas hamavarech. In that case you should answer amen on the bracha of the mavarech. Vafilu bizmanenu sheinenu yotzim in a mavarech. Even though, like we started this year with, we're not being Yosef with his benching, but still you could answer Amen to his bracha, but not to the guy next to you, not to anyone's random bracha, even though it's between your brachos, you don't answer Amen during benching, only to the one who is leading the benching. And in the last paragraph he writes, V'dim bracha revius, last paragraph on the right column, in terms of the fourth bracha, which we just mentioned, is only the Rabbanim, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Shilukuli alma ein dino ketfila shmona esrei, the Aruch HaShulchan says, that according to everyone, it does not have a din of Shmona Esrei, Mishum Shehim Ed Rabbanan, and therefore, Avada, you would be allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha according to Aruch HaShulchan in the fourth bracha. Meidach, on the other hand, the Kaf HaChaim Kasu B'Shem HaBen Ishchai, Shedin Bracha Revias Kedin Shalosh Brachos. Sheladaito Aser Lanos Bem L'Kaddish U'Kedusha Baruch Hu. He says that the fourth bracha is just like the first three. Could be for the same reason we saw why you have to be sitting down, that you shouldn't be Mezalzel in the fourth bracha. But after the fourth bracha, when you get to the rachamans, there the Ben Ish Chai writes, she'ein iser lahafsik, there is no iser to be mafsik. Ulam oser l'daber shom b'sichas chulin, but some you shouldn't be schmoozing in the middle of the rachamans, sichas chulin. And then he ends off the note and says, umi she'ein lo p'nai, a person who is in a rush, he doesn't have time for the full benching, das agonu shom azam n'orbach, she'yochol l'varech rad ad Li'olam Aliyach Asreinu. You could just bench till the end of the fourth bracha. Some people always stop there, but even those who bench the whole benching, usually, if a person's in a rush, he could end by Aliyach Asreinu. Avalo kedai lahafsid brachos elu. But it's not kedai to lose out on those brachos. If you don't really have to stop there, better not to stop there, but if you have to, you can certainly stop there. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber. We're up to Sif Yud. In Sif Yud Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim Shegam Birchas Me'ein Shalosh Tzorach La'omra Miyushav. We just said in Halacha Tes that you have to bench sitting down. Halacha Yud tells us there are those who say that also the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, Al Milchi, Al Gefen, Al Peros, all that needs to be said also sitting down. Says the Mishabura in Sif Katan Lamed Hey, Ayin Bebir HaGrosh Atola Din Zeb Emashim Avur L'Kamam Esimim Kuf Beidalat Sif Gimel. The Gra depends, this halacha, on halacha which we're going to see shortly in the next siman, the Rambam Shehu Baldeyazu Azul Lishitaso Sham. The Rambam, who's the author of this Shita, is Lishitaso over there. There, the halacha in Sif Gimel talks about making a bracha achrona in the place that you ate. So the Mechaber says over there that there are those who say that all Shivas Haminim require bracha achrona in their place. That's the Rambam Lishitaso who says over here that all Shivas Haminim, all Me'in Shalosh, you have to make the bracha sitting down. So sitting down and taking the bracha in the place where you ate, that is Lishitaso, the Rambam, in both places. Ulefiza, according to this, says the Mishabura b'chameshes mine dogon, when it comes to the five grains, al koponim, at the very least, l'kuli alma tzarech lios dafka bracha achrona shalem b'yeshiva. So for sure, according to everyone, you'll have to make an al hamichya in your place, because if you look at the next page in Sif Gimel, so he brings two shitas. Some say, for all Shivas Haminim, that's the Rambam, and the Rosh says, Tafka the Chameshas Mine Dagon, but everyone seems to agree that by the Chameshas Mine Dagon, at least by Al Milchya, you do have to make the Barach Achona in its place, and the Mele would apply over here that at least there, you would have to be sitting down for Al Milchya. When it comes to an Al Geffen, or Al Peros, that already would be totally on this Machlokas. Says the Mechaber Vayter Yud Aleph, Im Hoyom Mahalech Baderech Va'Ochel. If one was walking along on the road and he was eating, Eino Tzarech Leishev Ulevarech. He does not need to sit down and bench. Lefi She'ein Daitom Yushevas Olav. Because his mind will not be settled. He's on the run. He's eating on the way. If he's going to have to sit down and bench, he's not going to be able to concentrate. Says the Mishabura, what does it mean? Daitos Eino Yushevas Olav. Zokta Mishabura Lamed Vav Im Yeshev. If he's eating on the go, he wants to continue benching on the go. If he's going to have to sit down and bench, he's not going to have Yishev Adas. Mipnei sheyiksha be'enov ichur darko. It's going to be very bothersome in his eyes, the delay in his trip. Velo yuchal l'chavein yofa, and he will not be able to concentrate properly. Elo mahalich umavarech. Therefore, this person should in fact continue walking and bench on the go. Kosav achayodim. Achayodim writes, this that you could bench on the go is only if you were actually eating on the go. The Mechaber is very clearly mashma, because he said that he was going on the road and he was eating. But if he sat down and took a break for his achila, you can't just gain the time by the benching. In other words, if you're in such a rush and you're eating on the go, you can continue benching on the go. But if you stop for your achila, you have to stop your benching as well. You can't just stop for your eating, sit down, and all of a sudden start walking again by your benching. Only if you were eating on the go, then you could bench on the go as well. Says the Mechaber Vayter in Sif Yud Beis, Aser levarech vu osek b'malachto. It is aser to bench, or to make any bracha, as we'll see, while you're being osek in any kind of malacha. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Kola Brachos. This Asur Levarech is not specific to benching. It's all Brachos. You can't say them while you're doing your Malacha. V'ayin L'kamam V'simin Kuf Tzadi Aleph and Mishabura Shasham Mavur Heitav. There it's explained very well. Let's look at note number 27 where he gives us a synopsis of what we shouldn't be doing while we're making Brachos and why. Sham Bir, there the Mishabura explains, Shafilu Tash Mishkal Asur Lasos. The Mishabura tells over there, even a light job is also to do while you're making a bracha. The kol shekein shelo yasok b'dover shetzarech losim es libo alav. Certainly you shouldn't be busy with anything that takes concentration. V'od b'geder tash mishkal re'ei mashik asadam b'shibusham. We'll get into more details of what a tash mishkal is when we get to it later. Od kosav sham b'shem ataz. He writes also there b'shem ataz. Shetam adover she'osr lasas malacha b'shas amiras bracha. The reason why it's also to be involved in any malacha while you're making a bracha is kevan shezem moresha bracha etzlo al tzad mikra. It makes it seem like the bracha just happenstance. It's just derech mikra just happened to be. It's not chashev by you. V'nichal ha'dover b'maymer ha'torah im telchu imikeri. That would be a satisfying of the pasuk in the klalos of walking with Hashem b'keri with happenstance. Dahainu shelo yu ha'mitzos etzleinu al tzad ha'mikra ba'alma. That the mitzvos are not supposed to be by us. That this happenstance, they happen to be coming our way. It has to be a davar chashuv, and you show us a davar chashuv by not being involved in other activities. Vahosif, and he adds, Shalafikach, Gamish Lizar Shalola Ayin Bishas Birchas Amazon, Bishar Brachos Afilu B'Divrei Torah. While you are benching, you should not be looking at other brachos, you should not be learning any Torah while you are benching. Mishum Sha'avze Moral Yosa Bracha Etzla Tzara Mikra. Because even being involved in a ruchniistic thing while you're making a bracha, while you're benching, that's already showing the bracha's happenstance, just like if you're doing any other job, and therefore you shouldn't be doing anything, even learning, while you're in the middle of making a bracha, while you're benching. Even if you were in the middle of doing some kind of job before you started the bracha, you have to stop what you're doing in order to bench. We don't say, since you're already involved in the job, therefore you could just throw in the benching or the bracha with the job. You have to stop what you're doing and just bench or make the bracha. The gam lirmos be'enav, even to be hinting to someone with your eyes, kasav arachal shulchan sha'asa bebirchas ha'mazom, that is usher to do while you are benching, kevan shedom mehila tefillah. Since, like we just said many times, the benching is comparable to tefillah, it has to be in the same spot like tefillah, so same way you can't be meramis with your eyes during tefillah, you can't be meramis with your eyes with during benching. We'll stop here, and we'll start the new siman on Sunday. Asher Kayach.